hear our tune. And all the while we can only smile, 'cause we'll be friends coming back in style.
Oh my gosh.
What people don't know is your inability to dial the phone, man.
Well, I don't think, I think I have this number.
First of all, you got a hold of someone named Vivian.
and it was.
You're talking to some guy before you even heard him talk. You're saying, hey, buddy, good job, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't the right number.
First of all, it was 10 rings. And hi, this is Vivian. So obviously, it was the wrong number.
Well, we might not be having breakfast.
And then I called.
Sad.
And got the one. So I thought maybe I misdialed, and the guy thought I was a complete whack job.
Really? Why?
Hi, Chris.
Good job, buddy.
There was a huge pause. I don't know what to do. I'm trying to search her now on my email for Jennifer.
For Jennifer?
Well, yes, because...
Okay, we'll just take care of a little business. We've got a lot coming up in this next hour.
If you want to be on What's for Breakfast, you got a couple seconds?
If your name is... Yeah, I have a couple seconds. If your name is Vivian, please call in. 800-662-5799. John is now running to his desk, lickety-split, and we will have our guest on What's for Breakfast, we hope. Our thanks this morning to Atchison Tire in Grand Rapids. They carry a complete line of passenger all-season light truck, high-performance tires, and repairs. You can find more at AtchisonTire.com. And thanks to Northern Lights Casino, owned and operated by the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. They're located 4 miles south of Walker. You can find more at NorthernLightsCasino.com.
Oh, my God.
What happened? Was it him?
This is all magical. This is all...
Your microphone's not on, John.
This is all magical. This is
Bring
all.
Bring it on.
This
we can't
is
hear
all
you.
Intrigue, espionage. I just feel like
espionage.
Yeah, Chris Norley. This is just. I can't
Chris
tell
who?
You. Chris Norley is our What's for Breakfast candidate.
Okay.
Lives in Florida, and when I spoke with him yesterday, Chris, thanks for being on What's for Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Now I'm building this up a lot, so it could be a huge letdown. But then when I spoke to you, you thought you were in Washington, but you weren't quite sure. So I'm thinking, man, this guy's on the fly; he doesn't even know where he's at. Do you know where you're
well,
at?
I'm actually in Brandywine, Maryland.
Brandywine, Maryland,
just outside of south of D.C. And I travel a bit for work, and so usually I can't remember where I'm at, which is actually abnormal for me. But last week I was in Pennsylvania, and I drove past a little pond, and there was an alligator in the pond.
Oh,
in Pennsylvania?
And I was trying to remember where I was. I was thinking, I'm in Texas, so an alligator's okay. And then I remembered, I'm in Pennsylvania, so an alligator's not okay.
Yeah.
And it turns out they had planted an alligator in their pond to scare away the migrating birds that come by every year. That was very ineffective, because apparently the birds just kind of land on it and do their thing on top of it. So,
do you mean is it a real alligator or is it a decoy?
It's a real plastic one.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay. All right. Now, okay, good.
Yeah.
Now, did John just call you and then hang up on you?
No, he called here.
No.
Oh.
Actually, I was listening, which I do often.
Okay.
And heard there's some confusion about John's ability to dial a phone.
Right. So, he called Vivian. And
I called Vivian first.
How's Vivian?
She was, she sounded sultry. Then the other guy sounded very upset. The other guy sounded very upset,
okay,
so I'm sure it woke him up.
Let's get back to business. Chris, have you had your breakfast?
I have had my breakfast.
What'd you have?
It was delicious. I had, I'm staying at a Countryside Inn hotel, and their selection is not wide, but I had scrambled eggs, hash browns, and a couple sausages.
Well, that's
coffee.
That's a step above if you had hash browns. That's a little nicer breakfast.
Yeah, we're living on the edge here.
Wow.
But
we got to cover every one of these though. Were the eggs kind of whitish or were they okay?
They were good. They're good for powdered eggs, I guess.
And the hash browns, were they in cubes?
They looked like they were hand prepared. Probably not, but they were in small pieces.
So this is a breakfast buffet at your hotel?
Yes.
Were there any people in pajamas in the breakfast buffet area?
No.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Links or patties?
Links.
And a beverage?
Coffee.
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 Was it okay? Coffee for a hotel?
Coffee was really good. Actually, they have a couple of choices, and the bold coffee was very good.
And what was on the TV? What channel? What network?
It was the local affiliate, whatever it was.
Okay.
It was, and they were, yeah, it was mostly weather stuff. It's so warm. Everybody's happy with being warm.
Is Brandywine one word or two for a town?
One word.
Brandywine.
Mm-hmm.
Brandywine.
So you did some investigative work on this alligator. What's the story behind Brandywine?
I don't know, actually. Nice little community, though, but, you know.
Well, and, you know, John threw around some words earlier, like espionage and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So can you tell us what you do for a living, or are you a spy?
My life is much less exciting than a spy.
Okay.
I work for a company that makes gas turbine parts for large gas turbines, and I go around to the various sites that we're installing those gas turbine parts and do instrumentation work.
Well, that's pretty exciting. So educate us.
Oh, I love it. Yeah,
so educate us. What do you mean? Gas turbine for what?
Oh, gas. Well, it's for power generation.
Okay.
So we work on the big gas turbines that generate electricity for the grid and for your homes and for your offices and everything. So you know, there's different ways of making electricity, and one of them is with natural gas-fired gas turbines or nuclear or coal power. And so ours just happened to be, they're like, the gas turbines are like large jet engines.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of
trying. That stay on the ground if all goes well. And just big jet engines. So we make components for the guts, for the internal portions, blades, vanes, combustion systems, and
so, are you out selling or are you out like repairing? Like if they need
something? Oh, I'm like doing, well, when we put in our new combustion systems, we do instrumentation on them to make sure they're working okay. And so I get to climb on the engines, and it's like a big jungle gym for grown-ups.
are you an engineer by any chance, or how did you start out?
I'm not an engineer, but I started out in this business 30 years ago at Pratt & Whitney, which makes the smaller jet engines, and then transitioned to this company a few years ago. And so I've been climbing on these for a few years.
It sounds like you still like your job.
I do. I like getting to go to exciting places like Brandywine, Maryland, and
absolutely
Lawton, Oklahoma, Reading, Pennsylvania, Fremont, Ohio, you know, all the hot spots in the country.
We're talking with Chris Norley this morning. He's from Florida, but he's talking to us from Maryland today. Chris, how did you find KEXE, KBXE?
Well, NPR has a cool app that you can put on your phone. And I was scrolling through some of the rock and roll stations and came across KAXE and sort of randomly picked it.
Wow.
Well, except for the fact that it was in Grand Rapids, and I have some cousins that live in Minnesota, one in Effie and one in Minneapolis. And so the Minnesota connection was kind of cool, and then I started listening, and I just have really enjoyed being able to listen to the eclectic information and music and everything else that comes out of KAXE, and I get to do it from everywhere in the country.
Wow.
That's really cool.
That gives me goosebumps. Do you have any idea the difference between Effie and Minneapolis? Do you have any idea?
Is there a difference?
Yeah.
Now, Effie is our per capita capital. There are more people in Effie that are relative to the population of Effie
that are
members of Northern Community Radio. So there is a sign in Effie.
Yeah.
It says that. What's the population?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Darn right.
Well, it's interesting how you chance upon these things, and it was a good find.
Well, you know,
you guys are great.
Well, you know, Chris, we have membership drives. We have three a year, and we're always trying to think of ways to get people to become members. And my goodness, you live in Florida, and you became a member, and you were it's just really special to us. We really appreciate it. So, what's different than, is it kind of fun hearing? Does Minnesota have a flavor to it, or do you just like the music and?
Well, yeah, it has a flavor, and I mean, you know, there's a. You guys talk funny, which is really cool. I enjoy listening to hear you speak, and the things that you cover are different than the things that are covered in South Florida.
Yeah,
for sure.
And it's vastly different and more interesting, in my opinion. But
you know, it's hard. You know, when you live somewhere and you've lived there your whole life, like John and I have, we don't think we talk funny, but I do hear it in my own voice when I say KAXE.org. It's like I sound so Minnesotan or Canadian when I do that. But so, are there other words that you like stand out? Because we don't even know.
People always say when we say Minnesota. So would you say Minnesota first, please?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, when I say Minnesota, it sounds like it should. But
yeah.
So when I hear my cousins or even you guys say Minnesota. It's pretty neat.
Well, I do want this news bulletin. Effie, Minnesota has a population of 123 people. I just want to get that out there. Where your cousin lives, where the per capita capital
is. Yeah, it's a hopping community there.
That's right.
In Minneapolis, just slightly more.
Just, yeah, not much.
That's one or two, yeah, that's right. Million more.
Well, listen, I don't know if you know this, and I hope you're sitting down, but you get a parting gift for being on What's for Breakfast.
Here we go.
Oh, my goodness.
Homestead Mills, who's a sponsor of us from Cook, Minnesota, they are going to give you either wild rice pancakes or country blend cereal delivered right to your, well, I'm not sure where you live. Well, we'll get it to your house in a cream-colored linen bag. What are you thinking you want?
Wild rice pancakes or country blend cereal.
Pancakes or what?
Cereal.
Country blend cereal. Cracked barley, cracked wheat, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, country blend cereal.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, really?
That's what you want?
Yeah.
All right.
That sounds delicious.
One more thing I want to ask you. This is no disrespect to you, but what are you wearing today? Do you have like a dress shirt when you go to work, like a button up? Or what?
No. I'm wearing a lovely pair of blue slacks and a kind of a grayish long sleeve shirt, which happened to both be fire retardant material, so I don't automatically combust. So some of the sites I go to require that we wear these kinds of things so that we don't get burned up by something
that
might be hot.
And this only seems fair. I want to tell you something. You were picking on Minnesota Voices. We do not say slacks. We do not say slacks, Chris. We do not say slacks.
Well, some people say slacks. But
well, what do you call them?
Pants.
Pants.
What are you doing? Where are you living?
Pants.
Slacks. Do you have soda or do you have pop?
Soda.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yeah. We'll give them a pop.
Yeah. There's so many differences.
Well, Chris, thanks so much. Keep listening. Thanks for being a member. It was fun to meet you today.
And thank you for having an enjoyable show.
You're welcome. That is Chris Norley, a member from Florida. Are you a member? This guy found us randomly on the NPR News app.
Wow.
Where you can listen to us wherever you might be. Just plug into your phone and you can listen. There's a you just put in KAXE and you will find
it. So exciting.
Just like that. Coming up, we'll have MN90 on the Friday morning show. You're tuned to 91.7 KAXE and Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley. We're Northern Community Radio, a nonprofit public broadcast organization committed to building community in northern Minnesota. We operate translators K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9 FM and K280AT in Ely at 103.9 FM. Your involvement, your membership makes this all possible. Call us, become a member, 800-662-5799. Back in style. Yes, we'll be friends. But won't you walk a mile with me, brother? We are friends. Coming back in style. Yeah. Yeah.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The latest U.S. employment numbers are due out this morning.